Welcome to the Press Play Music News with me, Amy Lynn. Let's get into it. Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. That was an iconic song born in a high school math class and ended up defining a generation of American rock. But the voice that's behind that anthem has fallen silent. Brad Arnold, the founding lead singer and soul of Three Doors Down, has passed away at the age of 47. The news broke this weekend, February 7th, 2026, via a statement from the band. Arnold passed away peacefully in his sleep, surrounded by his wife Jennifer and his family. His death comes after a courageous year-long battle with stage 4 kidney cancer, a diagnosis that he shared openly with his fans in May of last year. At the time, with a characteristic mix of grit and faith, he told the world that he was not scared, even as the disease forced the band to cancel their highly anticipated 2025 summer tour. To understand Brad Arnold's impact, you have to go back to Mississippi circa 1996. Brad wasn't just the singer, he was the original drummer. He pulled double duty, keeping the beat while delivering the lyrics that would eventually make the band's debut album, The Better Life, goes 7 times platinum. The song, Kryptonite, was written when Brad was just 15 years old. It catapulted the small-town boys to global stardom, earning them the first of 2 Grammy nominations. Arnold's voice became a staple of mainstream rock, blending the raw edges of the post-grunge with the vulnerability that resonated with everyday listeners, whether it was the soaring defiance of When I'm Gone, or the somber reflection of It's Not My Time. It's not my time, I'm not going. There's a fear in me, it's not showing. Brad had a way of making the listener feel like he was singing to them, not just at them. But beyond the platinum records and the stadium lights, those that knew him speak of a man defined by his humility and his deep Mississippi roots. In an industry often defined by ego, Brad was known for his kindness and his mighty faith. In their tribute, his bandmates noted that his music reverberated far beyond the stage, creating moments of connection that will outlive the stages themselves. For millions of fans, his songs weren't just hits. They were a soundtrack to deployments, to breakups, and the quiet moments of everyday life. Brad Arnold wasn't just a rock star. He was the voice of the underdog, the small-town dreamer, and everyone who ever felt like they were holding on by a thread. His music didn't just play on our airwaves. It lived in our cars, our headphones, and our hardest memories. On behalf of the entire team here at Press Play Radio, rest in peace, Brad, a true gentleman of rock and roll. And that was the Press Play Music News with me, Amy Lynn, where every day is a good day with music.
All I think about is you.